What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
But the time that you passed out and barfed after going to church, do you think that was like divine intervention for you?
The ironic thing would be if that was the voice of God.
Yes. I mean, to me, it sounds like it is. Here today on Kesha and the Creepies, we welcome St. Vincent. Thank you for being on Kesha and the Creepies.
My pleasure.
Are you a believer in the supernatural?
I haven't had any like really specific experiences personally with the supernatural, but I wouldn't necessarily want to go in a haunted house. I guess I have enough belief in it to be scared of certain situations. But I think there is like, especially with people who you have a really strong connection to. Like, you know, there's a friend of mine who I always know when she's, like, down.
Yeah. Like a twin flame or just a really, really close friend. I don't know if that's intuition or psychic or just human beings really knowing each other, but I feel like everyone has that ability to have that closeness and that intimacy and maybe even that psychic connection.
I've tried to believe in God a lot of times, and it just doesn't resonate with me. It just doesn't. And not for lack of trying. But maybe that's just the way that like popular culture would conceive of a God figure. So I don't necessarily think of a, you know, oh, if I make a Christmas list, I'll ask Jesus for what I want, or like the idea that you can have a personal relationship. That doesn't really resonate with me. But there's so many things we don't, I mean, crazy physics stuff. There's all kinds of things that we don't know and don't understand. So I don't necessarily want to say like, I don't believe it. It's just how I would couch it or how I would conceive of it, frame it.
Well, I definitely am like in this very open, I'm just open to it all.
Yeah.
And in that, I've had some really weird thoughts. So let's see if I'm psychic. This will be the test because I'm telling you now. But I have a feeling they're going to tell us about like people are going to be open about aliens very soon.
Yeah.
And I also have a premonition that the Bachelorette, Tayshia, is pregnant, but you probably don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen this season, but I'm gonna check in on that.
I just want it on record that I said these things before they happened, or I'm just fucking batshit crazy.
I think you're onto something.
I hope they tell us about the aliens soon. I don't know if you're like an alien gal.
It does seem to me like, well, we are life. We are intelligent.
Sometimes.
Sometimes, like, caveat. But, like, we've gone to other planets. Why would it be so inconceivable that there wouldn't be life on other planets and people coming to, like, not people, but beings of some sort coming to visit?
I think I saw a spaceship. Like, well, not just one. I think I saw many one night, like, totally sober. No mushrooms involved here. And it was, like, different formations, went away, came back, this whole thing. So, and then I was talking to Demi Lovato, randomly also had a really weird, like, a really intimate experience and, like, has learned how to summon the aliens. And so now I'm on this quest to summon them. So if you're interested in going out to Joshua Tree and trying to summoning aliens, but you have to be open-hearted about it, apparently.
I've got the chocolates, dude, so let's
let's go. It'll give me something to look forward to in the new year. I was actually thinking back how we met, and we met at Taylor Swift's house at 4th of July. The thing that I actually most wanted to ask you from that weekend is, did you get pranked and think you were going to die at some point?
Oh my God. No, I did not. But I heard that you did in a really intense way.
Yes. Like, I like read about serial killers. I don't know. It's a thing I do. I'm not going to say I'm a fan of them because their work I don't like, but I'm a fan of reading about them. But so in my mind, thinking like a serial killer, I was thinking there are all these beautiful, famous, talented people at Taylor Swift's house. And there's like the first floor was like supermodels and the second floor was actresses. And then I was on the third floor with Chaim, and I'm not sure which where you were at, but I was on like the top floor. So I remember there was like scary noises and knocking, and we barricaded ourselves in the door and we were trying to call Taylor and she wouldn't answer. And so in my mind, a serial killer had come into the house, murdered everybody, and we were like the last room. And so then I go in the bathroom and I call the police.
Yes, it's all ringing a bell. Amazing.
And so I go in the bathroom and I'm like, I'm going to be the one that gets out alive and like lives to tell the tale of this mass murder. And so I'm on the phone with the police and they're like, where are you? And I was like, Taylor Swift's house. And they're like, but like, where? And at that point, she had like very generously and amazingly flown us on her airplane.
Yeah, we had no idea where we were. We didn't know the address. It's not like we, you know, rented a Prius and drove there.
No. So I'm like, I think I'm in Maine or Rhode Island.
You weren't even sure of the state.
And so finally they had to like call it off because I'm so crazy and go into like fight mode that I was ready to be like, I'm going to be the one that scales down the side of the building and beats the serial killer.
Oh my God.
I love that.
That was the most logical conclusion, was like, it's Manson style down there. They've written fuck the pigs and blood. Yeah, that's the only possible solution. I love that.
In my mind, I've read so much about the Manson murders. I used to just kind of be obsessed with reading, like, I don't know if you've read Helter Skelter, but that big, thick book about the Manson murders. I just found it, like, so interesting. And cults I find really interesting. And then, like, also, why cults always get so murdery?
Yeah, everything ends up being a death cult. Like, it's a grift, and then it's a, and then it's a death cult.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
You're currently just signed up to direct The Picture of Dorian Gray?
Yeah.
Which I remember reading that book in, like, it was required reading, but I remember there was a picture and there's a man that doesn't age, but I don't remember, like, the beautiful moral story underneath it all.
Yeah, beautiful is one way to put it. It's kind of horror. There's a beautiful portrait painted of him, and then he starts doing all of these terrible things, but he stays the same age. So it's like, as one part of it would be like, how far would you go for beauty? And then it's kind of a real story about shame too. And after he's done all these monstrous things, he looks at the portrait, and the portrait changes, and what used to be this like beautiful, I'm sure, effete man, it's like just this disgusting, horrible monster, and he destroys the painting and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, it's I really think it's kind of like, it's scary. It's a scary, scary book.
It sounds scary. It sounds scary in like the way humanity is scary.
Yeah. Yeah. We're pretty scary.
I think we're like the scariest. I think I like to talk about the supernatural on here, but I also kind of think people are the scariest.
Absolutely. It's crazy that after all of these years and like what we think of as civilization, we haven't like managed to get rid of murder. We haven't managed to get rid of rape. I mean, it's just like people have dark impulses within them that have to just be figured out.
I wondered that too, because almost in every movie up till recently, and even still some recently, but it's almost more taboo, there'll just be like a casual rape scene or a casual murder scene. In my mind, I'm like, is this an urge that a lot of people have, is to murder? I think that's why I read up on serial killers.
I wonder that, or if we make entertainment like that so that we can like explore those dark impulses in a safe way and not do horrible, horrible things to other people.
Totally. That's why I watch The Real Housewives. I don't want to have drama in my life, but I like it existing for like 30 minutes a night. And it makes me feel really like, oh, yes, I got the drama and petty bullshit, but it's not my life.
It's not your life. Thank God. The last one of those I watched would have been the woman Ramona when she walks down the catwalk and she has the craziest expression on her face from the Real Housewives of New York, probably like 10 years ago. I don't know how long it was ago.
See, I haven't seen New York.
It's just an insane moment where this woman, you know, they do a fashion show for someone's fashion line, and one of the Real Housewives gets up and does the runway walk, and I mean, it's like an alien told her how to do a runway walk. Her eyes get giant. She gets this absolutely psychotic look on her face and walks down the runway, and it's just like, just look it up. It's kind of wonderful.
I'm laughing because I do that. I have this thing I call flipping my eyeballs out when I like think I'm making a sexy face, and it's so embarrassing.
Oh my God, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like when you're on like a red carpet or something, you're like, just be cool. And then I like flip my eyeballs out and try to look cool. And then my mom will be like, why do you have to make that stupid face every time? I'm like, I don't know.
No. And you think like at this point we would have it down. Like we would go, okay, well, this is the face I make when I do this. And you like, oh, this is my angle. I still have no idea. And I somehow do the same thing where I manage to get a little nervous, and those things, the red carpet stuff is uncomfortable anyway, because it's a bunch of people yelling at you and while you're trying to like
screaming.
Leah screaming at you while you're trying to look poised. I always end up doing this thing where like one eyelid is heavier than the other and one eye goes just a little cockeyed and I look just dour and sour.
That at least sounds cooler. My thing is I jiggle my head like this for years. I would watch an interview back and I would be going like this and I would be like, what in the fuck am I doing? I'm totally unaware that I'm jiggling my head back and forth. But I was just, you seemed like very in control and like you knew what you were doing with your art and your imagery. And like, I was just even talking to my boyfriend about it. And we're both big fans and we like listen to your music all the time. But it just seems very intentional and on your terms.
Well, you were so young when you got into the biz. I mean, you've been writing songs and doing this since you were like 14, 15. Am I right?
Like, yeah. My mom's a songwriter. And so I've been writing songs to deal with my anxiety and I just always felt like an outsider. So my way to handle that was to try to like make things funny out of pain. So, or like make a pretty song out of pain or make like a funny song out of pain. That was my way of coping. And then after my first record came out, it was like all of a sudden my ass was hanging out. And I never even had the time to stop and think like, do I want this to be? Like, and then I had like media training and I just remembered there were like these rules and I was like, okay. That's just like what it is. It's so bizarre.
What were the rules? Because I never got media training and I always kind of wished I had. but okay, so I mean, you had like a super massive album and all of a sudden, what people don't know from the outside, the machine starts going and you're just kind of trying to hold on for dear life. And so you're young. You seem like to me like an incredibly empowered and know who you are person. Like my favorite memory of the Taylor party was Ed Sheeran was, you know, doing his thing. It was very lovely, polite music. And then you got up and you did this fucking like the Germs meets Iggy Pop meets like you turned into half a spider and did this like fucking rad punk rock thing. And I was just like, yes, yes, thank God. Yes, that. That's what I want to see.
I cleared the room out.
I was there. I was fucking there for it. I was so excited to see Insanity, you know, next to a very lovely Ed Sheeran song, you know.
It was like this beautiful private concert. of like the most famous people in the world. And then I'm going to be honest, I had a couple drinks in me and I was just, I was like, I'm just going to start yelling about having crabs.
Oh, crabs. It wasn't a spider thing. It was a crabs thing. And you did a kind of a crab walk. It was awesome.
I'm so happy somebody remembers this.
I loved it. It was probably my favorite part of the entire weekend. And that's when I was like, oh man, Kesha's so fucking cool. Like I like this girl. She's fucking down. And like the band just kind of like trying to hold on for dear life. It was so cool.
It turned into like, it quickly devolved into a complete shit show. After that,
you kicked over the drums.
I did? I probably did.
It was a punk show. You turned it into a punk show and it was so fucking cool.
That was like one of my finer performances. I'm happy there was one person still watching. And then you introduced me actually to Toby, who put me in a ghost story. Ended up being a spirit girl and I love him. And how did you meet him?
Oh, so Toby's one of my oldest friends, a good fucking Texas boy. We played together in the Polyphonic Spree that was a band that was like 20 people in robes on stage. And
well, that's very culty.
Yeah. Yeah. It was never clear to me like if it was religious really or anything. I was just like, cool. I love these songs. I'm here to play guitar and have fun. It might have been a cult of personality in the sense that, you know, the leader was very charismatic and had a bunch of friends traveling the world with them, like in that way.
Well, see, from an outsider, I was like, cool, there's a whole cult on stage. It just reminded me of going to church when I was little.
Oh, did you grow up in the church?
Not like one specific one. I went to Catholic school and then a bunch of different kinds of churches because I kept trying to find God in like everything, you know? And there would always be like conditional parts that I couldn't understand. And like you were saying, there are just things that we have not figured out. Like, we're all the same. Why do we have to like break off into different sections and fight each other? Like, all that kind of stuff, or you can't be gay. Like, I'm from the South, so I was just, there were just things that never sat right with me. So I was in the church, but I was like so conflicted and would just cry and be like, please, somebody or some whatever, God or whatever it is, I don't get it. Like, I am not convinced that like dinosaurs didn't exist. And that if someone loves somebody else and they both happen to have a penis or a vagina, that they're evil? Like, since I was a little kid, I remember just being like, no. It would just be somebody on stage yelling. And it's crazy what someone on stage yelling can do to a person. You think, like, if they're just yelling about it, it must be true.
Yeah. And then there's like buildings dedicated to it and the organization around it. You're like, well, God, there must be something to this if this many people are into it.
Were you in the church growing up?
I remember kind of the same thing, like trying to like find meaning. And my family was either not religious. My dad was a like defunct Catholic. And my mom just kind of went to Unitarian church, which is really sweet.
Oh, that's like a hippie, nice, friendly.
Come as you are. It's really sweet. I actually am glad that I like was introduced to a lot of kinds of philosophy and theology that way. That was not dogmatic in any way, shape or form. They had basically no rules, which was nice. But I did go for a brief time to a Methodist church where everybody was very judgy and mean. And I remember I got confirmed. So I took the confirmation test. I cheated on it because I didn't know jack shit about the Bible. I passed. Thank you, Marsha Ham.
I didn't know you had to take a test to be in a religion.
It was like a coming of age thing. You're like maybe 11 or 12. And so anyway, it's like the ceremony where you go in and get confirmed and they, you know, the class is up there and gets to stand on the stage and they make a speech, whatever. And you like I went down with everybody. We like knelt at the front of the altar. And then this is reminding me of some of the subject matter of your show, the supernatural stuff, where I sat down, I knelt, and all of a sudden I got so dizzy. And this like voice inside of me was like, this is not for you. And I passed out. My parents took me home. I threw up. And I never went back.
Your body revolted.
My body completely revolted. It said, absolutely not.
Do you think that was like divine intervention for you?
The ironic thing would be if that was the voice of God.
Yes. I mean, to me, it sounds like it is. So that's not your path. I am personally just kind of open. That's one of the reasons I wanted to talk to interesting people that are cool and interesting. It's because I find that I make art sometimes because I want to have like a legacy, or impending death is always on the horizon. It's just kind of like all caught up in some sort of like spiritual existential crises. And I don't know, I guess I just like hearing other people's take on why you make art.
Oh, yeah. That everything you're saying rings really true. What, like, I don't know what else to do.
Me neither.
I don't know what else am I supposed to do with my life? I truly have no idea. This is the only thing that's like, oh, that this makes absolute sense to me. Do this.
Well, you're so good at it that you absolutely should still keep just doing that. But for me, I almost like hit this wall where I was like, for me, I was like, why am I doing it? And then I had to question that. And then it took me, like, in quarantine.
What did you find?
I'm still figuring it out. That's what kind of, like, called me to have this podcast almost, is because I started having psychedelic / supernatural kind of experiences.
Were they as a result of, like, psilocybin or anything like that? Or was it?
Sometimes, but yeah, sometimes. Sometimes not. Sometimes I would just be meditating or have really crazy anxiety with the quarantine. All of a sudden, like you said, that voice spoke to you and you passed out at the Methodist church. I had just like a couple weeks in here where I just couldn't stop crying. Just the world and just everything. It was just like so sad. I was like missing my family and feeling kind of useless. Because when you're an artist, for me, I need to live to be inspired to write. And when you can't leave the house, it's a little bit harder to have those external things. So I think I went internal. But I just like wasn't that inspired. And then all of a sudden I started getting messages kind of from, I don't know what it is. I really think it might be my higher consciousness. I don't like the word God, but it could be that. It could be the universe, whatever you want. It could be fucking aliens. I don't know. So I'm just like, I've talked to a alien religious leader. I talked to a wizard. I'm just talking to all sorts of people about.
Well, what you're saying about being in quarantine and not being able to like live life. And not being as inspired as a result, that makes so much sense. I feel like I've been in that position over at various points of this quarantine. And it's just like, yeah, you just have to go subterranean because there's nothing like outside. Usually there's like the chaos of choice, but we don't have choice and so many things right now. And I mean, we're lucky, like we have a roof over our head, all of that stuff. I just had to start going back through my old notes. You know, I'm always like taking notes on stuff. And, you know, I walked down the street in New York and there was a guy outside of a 7-Eleven singing, oh, what a wonderful morning. Oh, what a wonderful day. I'm like, that's not going to happen. Something like so beautiful and so bizarre, just completely accidentally, like that's not going to happen, you know, with just walking the 10 steps to your kitchen and back to the studio or whatever it is.
No. And so it's hard to kind of find the inspiration, at least for me.
Yeah. No, it's harder. It is harder. I agree.
How is your like experience been in this whole thing?
It's been good. I mean, good. I mean, when it first started, I had hella anxiety. And then I got into a period of like, oh, maybe I can do home renovation. And then like many, many bad projects later, like bad wallpapering jobs later, I'm like, okay, I should probably just get back to the thing that I, you know, am better at. So it's been peaks and valleys, honestly. And it feels like some days are really productive and you like wake, get out of bed with a smile on your face and attack the day. And other days are just, you're nothing. You're like a shell and it's hard to motivate to do anything.
1,000,000%. There are certain days where I wake up and I'm like, I'm gonna talk to you. And then I get excited and I put on a fake lash and I feel like a person. And then there are days that I won't get out. I've been wearing, this is like not necessarily a good thing, but I've been wearing men's long underwear as pants. And it's gotten to the point where like it's becoming a problem. because I don't want to take them off. So then I started to go to the grocery store in the long underwear pants. And we're starting to slowly get to the point where maybe the long underwear pants need to go in the trash.
But they're so comfortable, though. I know. But comfort, Kesha, comfort. I mean, dude, yes. But I feel like you're a very fabulous person. You always look fucking cool. So I feel like, and I haven't seen you in a picture with the long underwear, but text me a picture. But I am like 99% certain that you make them look really cool and intentional and like.
I appreciate your faith in me and you're very kind. I was watching last night. I had to tell you, your short. The birthday party.
Oh yeah,
it's so funny.
Oh, thanks.
Is that sick that I think it's funny?
I intended it as a comedy because I don't like horror movies, but I got commissioned somehow. I still don't know how they asked me, but they did. So I'm sure you're giving me money that I don't have to pay back to like make something. Okay, that's not how it works in the music business. Like, so I did it, yeah, and it was so fun. I was just trying to make like a dark comedy.
It was hilarious.
Thanks, bud. It was really fun to make.
Everyone listening should go watch it on Hulu.
It's called The XX.
Like anthology?
Yeah, horror anthology.
It's dark, but it's funny. And it's like kind of, it's like scary, but not in like a grotesque kind of way. I'm not a huge fan of like blood and guts. I had the weirdest dreams last night. I was watching your short and then I just was like watching a bunch of scary things because it's fun to scare myself, but then I get really scared and have bad dreams. So I had these dreams of people just getting like blown up into pieces. And I am not a fan of the violent kind of horror.
What was I going to ask you? Oh, I was going to ask you if you have performance dreams where you're like, I'm supposed to be on stage in 5 minutes and I don't have the outfit. The outfit hasn't come yet or like that kind of stuff. I have those dreams all the time.
But that must be like your anxiety dream.
Yeah, yeah. That's a recurring one of like just I'm supposed to be on stage and something, I don't have something right. I don't know the songs.
I have no like... No shame anymore.
Honestly, that's ultimate freedom. No shame, ultimate freedom.
I think so too. I think to be a musician, you kind of have to like, at least for me, maybe it's just a me thing. I have to just let myself go over the line of too stupid. And that's sometimes where like the genius lays, where like it's just too much.
For sure. Yeah, you just go for it. You're like, I'm going to jump off this building. I'm not sure if I'm going to land, but or I'm not sure if I'm going to like land not in 60 pieces, but I'm going to jump.
I feel like that's your like records definitely feel like you just go into a whole like different planet. I feel like it's like time travel. when I listen to your music.
Thank you, bud. Do you look back on the work that you've done very often? I don't, like, once it's done and I've, like, toured it, I don't like go back and listen to stuff. I think probably for the same reason, like, I'm afraid it won't be good. And I'm just too like, oh, I can't deal with it if it's embarrassing, so I'll just let it live on its own.
I definitely feel that way. And sometimes when I accidentally hear my old music, I won't even recognize my voice.
Whoa.
Then I'll see, like, or I'll hear a song I did when I was 17 and be like, oh my God, that's so embarrassing.
You were just so incredibly brave to be so young and having all those eyes on you. I was like 30 something before anybody cared. So it's just different, you know?
No, I just kind of feel like once your first album and then you go on the tour cycle and it's like tour, make music, put it out, tour, and you're on that. It's just what you do. It's what you're conditioned to do. Then all of a sudden when it came to a pause this year, it was the first time I was like, wait, what would the music be like if I just made exactly the kind of music I truly in my heart, like, love, like I love. And I think that's kind of given me the panic attack, because I don't think I'll ever live up to someone like David Byrne. You worked with David Byrne and went on tour with him.
He's the craziest genius. He's wonderful. I love him so much.
I mean, it seems like I think I would be too scared to even meet him. That's just so cool.
I remained scared until even after all the touring was over. I mean, I don't know how. I look back on certain things, I'm like, oh my God, I worked with David. I wish I could relive it, honestly. I wish I could relive it with less personal turmoil and angst and fear.
Just of the whole process?
Yeah. And it was so wonderful. It's like there's so few, you know, there's not that many tours I think I wish I could do again. But that's one I really wish I could do again. Because it was just joyful. What, do you have tours that you wish you could do again?
In one, I have conflicting things. So in one dimension, everything happens for a reason, right? So that's one possibility, in which case everything led to this moment. The good, the bad, the ugly, the really fucking embarrassing, all of it led to this moment. But then I also look back and I'm like, there were some really fun moments, especially before I injured myself really bad on stage. And
wait, what happened?
I tore my ACL on stage in Dubai.
Oh shit.
It was not the most fun thing, I'll be honest. But I didn't know I tore my ACL, so I just played. I finished the show.
Was the adrenaline just so much that you were like, I'm chilling, I'm still dancing?
Well, yeah, but only one leg would work, so every time I would lean on the left leg, I would just fall over. So all of a sudden, TMZ got a video of me falling over and making fun of me, and the reviews came in. It's like, what a disappointment. And I was like, God damn it. I just finished a whole 90-minute show on a leg that is not connected.
Yeah, lay off. Is a feat. That is a feat. No pun intended, to be able to still perform a 90-minute show with a bum ass leg. I mean, that's unbelievable. You deserve a medal for that shit.
I at least don't deserve a bad review. I wanted to write them a personal note, but I was like, don't do that. Don't get into the pettiness. But I don't know. I'm more excited about what is going to happen in the future.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, 2021.
Well, according to the wizard, the earth is just trying to tell us something. We need to have a better relationship and listen to the Mother Earth more, which that resonated with me. And after talking to this wizard for 2 hours, I'm now considering looking into paganism, because it all sounds really lovely.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, it seems so just deeply connected to the earth and honoring the cycles and living sort of in accordance with that. Is that I might be totally wrong.
From what little I've looked into it, that sounds about right. But I definitely am like leaning more towards the nurturing of the earth and just the everything is oneness. I don't know. That's like where my psychedelic trips this quarantine have led me.
I feel you. I mean, I look forward to a time when the human conversation is more constructive, like more like, oh, I'm listening to you and I'm understanding your point of view and here's my point of view and let's allow for the fact that, you know, there's like a multitude of experiences and 20 people will see the same event 20 different ways and like just everybody projecting onto everything. I want there to be like a little bit more like it just intelligence and empathy and how we talk to each other.
Chaos is a wonderful distraction from having to just be, which I'm super guilty of, like loving a good, like getting distracted by whatever. But I've never been one that enjoys making other people feel bad. That's just not my drug of choice. So I don't understand that. And we're also both songwriters. And I feel like to be a songwriter, you must be emotional. So to be emotional, like you can just tell in your lyrics that like you feel. And so if you're not like a sociopath and you're feeling feelings and empathize for other people, that's a really positive thing. And
it's good for the world.
I think music is like, how do I put this without it sounding like the cheesiest shit ever? It's like interpreting what the earth is and like the stars and my whole experience here is like vibrating on, like the energy level I'm vibrating on. That's the kind of music I make.
I completely understand what you're saying.
But like your guitar tones and stuff, like they make me feel deeply so satisfied.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, they're like, you have the sexiest guitar tones.
Thank you. Thanks.
They're so good. I don't know how you find them.
Who knows? I mean, one of those crazy mysteries about guitar is kind of like the softer you play, the more tone you get in certain ways. Like, I don't know. I know if I haven't sung for a couple days, like I'm not like in my body in a certain way. You know, you just like sing and it's like from your stomach and you're like, oh, okay, I'm okay now.
Yes, it's soothing to me. Like when I'm eating something I really like, I'll just start singing and not even know I'm doing it.
Oh, really?
Like if I'm just really enjoying myself in very strange, different ways, I'll start humming if I'm like really happy.
That's what a wonderful like expression.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip. I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
I have a question about the new stuff that you're making. Like, what is the stuff that you're like, oh, this is my fucking vibration. I want to run and do this. I'm so excited to know what that is. Because I feel like I got a taste of that, like,
yeah,
punk spirit.
It's almost this amalgamation of all the kinds of music I like, which would be like punk rock and country, because I'm from the South, and then just like I love the Beach Boys, and I just love like super pop songs. And so it's just, and I love David Byrne and the Talking Heads, and also David Bowie and Prince. And I feel like we have some of the similar people we look up to, at least from what I read about you.
Yeah. I mean, that's everybody. You know what? You mentioned country, and I kind of like eschewed country music when I was living in Texas. I was like, oh, this isn't, oh, that's just corny or whatever. I don't know why I was such an idiot, but I have gone back and like the songwriting in country music is just everything. Like it's an airtight, it's perfect song. And you would kill, I mean, all the influences that you're talking about, combining them all, like you would kill it.
I just want to try it. I'm scared, but if it sucks, then you just don't put it out, right?
Yeah, you don't put it out. And also, like, it's good that you're scared. It's good that you aren't sure what's going to happen.
I feel like I do weirdly well under pressure. I'm not sure if it's just me or other people do, too.
No, I think some people crumble.
But do you work better under pressure?
No, I think the answer is like I can sort of do it, but it's not I usually am like pretty methodical, I guess. So boring.
Oh God, that's not boring. That's great. I like need chaos. That's terribly unhealthy.
Well, no, it's just like, it's just a way.
I guess. I just like being scared. I think that's like one of the things I've learned about myself is I'll like watch a terrifying movie and be like, why did I do that, and have crazy dreams. Be like, well, you did it to yourself, bitch. But okay, I have like some really like rapid fire questions, so if you don't like any of them, just you can pass. If and when you're a ghost, if you become a ghost, how will people know it's you? Like, what will be your style of haunting? What's your thing you would do?
I would probably move people's keys.
Oh, that's so evil.
Oh, it's like, it's more evil than, you know, like writing something in blood on the wall. Just, they think they had put their keys one place, and I hide them next to the Ziplocs.
That's so dark.
These dark impulses within the human spirit cannot be contained.
I think I'm going to pull people's socks down in their shoe every time they're wearing them.
Oh, that just, oh, that's great.
Okay, great. Who would you haunt?
See, this is tricky because, like, I'm doing a like a malicious thing, so I'd have to haunt somebody who I didn't like to hide their keys.
I mean, it's not really malicious. It's a pretty friendly haunting.
It's annoying. Let's say annoying, yeah. Bordering on egregious. I might haunt my sister. She's always losing her keys.
That's good. Watch out, sister. Would you prefer to be abducted by the aliens that I swear to God are coming soon, or spend a night alone in a truly haunted house?
I mean, I think it's probably wrong to assume that, like, an alien life force would have a bad intent to humanity. Like, maybe they just, like, you know, want to give you a massage and, you know, feed you alien food. But I would say the haunted house, because I'm, you know, a lot of people, like, would want to go to the moon or would want to go to Mars. Like, I'm fine. I don't want to.
That's so weird. You're like my boyfriend. He, like, is like, I don't want to go.
I don't know why. I don't want, there's, I think you can divide the world into people who, like, would want to go and people who wouldn't. And I'm like, nah, I'm good. It's fine here. So I think that's why I would choose the haunted house.
Fair. I think I'm just really impulsive and I would, like, get on a spaceship and then halfway to wherever I'd be like, oh no, what did I do?
I think that you're brave and cool and that's why you would do it. And adventurous in a way that I'm not.
That's not true. You're quite brave and adventurous. We adventured to Taylor Swift's house together. That was fun. That was a fun adventure. Oh, do you believe in reincarnation?
That's a good question. The answer is I don't know.
That's always the best answer for everything.
I mean, not no. Not no, but I don't spend a lot of time thinking, like, oh, well, that's cool that I didn't do it now. In my next life, I'll get to it. Like, I don't know. I believe in reincarnation in the sense that, like, we're carbon and we'll turn into carbon in the life, you know, this sort of chemistry aspect of it makes perfect sense. But I don't, yeah. And I believe that it's entirely possible in a sort of soul form, but I don't spend a lot of time thinking about it.
That's fair. I spend all my time thinking.
See, this is really cool.
Don't do what I do. Thank you for coming on my podcast. I'm super excited to see the movie you're in.
My best friend Carrie Brownstein and I made a movie called The Nowhere Inn that is coming out this year. And it's a meta documentary about me. I play myself and also, you know, St. Vincent. And then I'm a little too boring to make a documentary about. She tells me to spice things up a little bit, and that goes horribly wrong, and it turns into sort of like a meta horror documentary.
That sounds amazing and fun. I can't wait to scare myself and watch it.
Follow me on Instagram. I probably put up a picture like once every 2.5 to 3 weeks, so you'll really be in for a treat. Follow me on Twitter. I'm going to be saying a lot of problematic things, so check me out there. I'll be starting my TikTok page pretty soon with some postmodern choreography, which I hope will go viral.
Yeah. And thank you so much for listening. And thank you so much for being on here. I really appreciate it. So good to see you.
Great to see you too. I'm really glad you asked me to do it. And I appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah. Oh my God. Same. All right. Keep on creeping on, creeps. All right. See ya.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.